Thanks so much for joining us for a special edition of our open mic program. We have Senator Jason Raybert with us. He is running for Arkansas Senate District 35. And Jason, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us.
You're welcome. I appreciate you having me on. It's always a pleasure, Bob.
Now, why are you running for this office?
Well, of course, Bob, I was elected to the Arkansas Senate in 2010. I was elected to cover part or all of a seven-county district, which included Van Buren County up in your area, and, of course, Faulkner County. And due to redistricting, I'll be running in a district that covers all of the city of Conway and central Faulkner County and a small portion of Perry County. But I simply got tired of watching basically our country go further and further into decline. I manage money for a living, Bob, and the bottom line is that the federal government and the state governments in our nation have not been managing money well, and I just could not sit by any longer and watch our society continue to decline without standing up and doing something. I felt it was time to get involved, and I am a conservative Republican. I was the first Republican elected to that district since the end of the Civil War. And that shows that I have the ability to work with people from both sides of the aisle. You know, that was a very heavily Democrat district. And so if it had not been for Democrats walking into the voting booth and pulling the lever for Jason Raybert, I would not have been elected. But I was, and I've served responsibly, and I'm looking forward to continuing that service.
Why are you running as a Republican?
Well, Bob, I'm running as a Republican because I believe that the values of the ordinary Arkansan today are best reflected and represented by the Arkansas Republican Party. Arkansas Republicans are pro-life. They support traditional marriage. We support Second Amendment rights. We're completely against Obamacare. And the Arkansas Democratic Party has continued to support Barack Obama and the policies that we think are wrong for this country.
What differences would you point out between your opponent and yourself?
Well, there's some pretty classic differences, and I'll just let you know the bottom line. I've been endorsed by the NRA. I received an A-plus rating from the NRA. I'm a life member. My opponent received a C-minus. She does not stand up for Second Amendment rights at the same level that I have done. In addition to that, I've been endorsed by Arkansas Right to Life. My opponent received an award for supporting abortion rights from the Arkansas Times. In fact, the Arkansas Right to Life says that my opponent has never co-sponsored or sponsored any bill that would protect the life of unborn children. So that's a clear distinction as well. And when it gets to growing jobs, you know, this district is in Conway and Faulkner County. When I put in my business in Conway, I grew jobs and created jobs right here at home. My opponent invested down in Little Rock. She did not even invest in her own community. And so there are some clear distinctions between us. She has voted for $140 million in tax increases. She voted for the tobacco tax, the milk tax, the severance tax a few years ago. I actually have voted against $35 million in tax cuts. We've actually voted for $35 million in tax cuts, excuse me, and was able to support the used car sales tax exemption, reducing the sales tax on groceries, the school free day where you've got people going to buy school supplies and they get a free tax day on that, and also support the manufacturer's tax cut. So there's a clear distinction on the issues. If you want a conservative that supports conservative principles, I'm your man. If you want to vote for somebody that's a liberal Democrat and supports Obamacare, then vote for my opponent, Linda Tye.
If you had one message to get across in your campaign, what would that be?
That it's time to elect true conservatives here in the state of Arkansas. You can't continue to elect the same old Democrats to office that like we've done for 138 years in this state and expect a different result. It's time to elect true conservatives that truly represent the values of Arkansans, and I believe that's the Arkansas Republican Party.
We've been talking with Senator Jason Raybert with the Arkansas Senate District 35, and Jason, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us on Open Mic.